Some fresh pandemic relief from the White House. I'm David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden has signed some more executive actions and other measures to bolster economic relief and protections for workers. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst joins us now here. Jasmine, this includes more food assistance for people.
Yes, Biden is expected to ask the Agriculture Department to expand food assistance, what we used to call food stamps, by 15%. And that's to match the cost of meals kids would be receiving if they were still going in person to school. That would be roughly an extra $100 every 2 months for a family of three. The order will also expand overall access to emergency increases in food assistance.
What else is on the table?
Biden is expected to ask agencies to improve the distribution of stimulus checks, which, as you know, has been a major issue throughout the pandemic.
Yeah, and what's on the unemployment benefits front here?
The president will be asking the Labor Department to clarify that workers have the right to refuse jobs with unsafe working conditions and still receive unemployment benefits.
And a key issue the new administration is expected to tackle is raising the federal minimum wage, and we're expecting to see some movement on that soon?
Absolutely. The president is expected to direct agencies to start planning for a $15 minimum wage for federal workers and contractors.
What does any of this mean for a big relief package, a new one?
The administration has said it is not a substitute for comprehensive legislative relief. This is more of a lifeline while the nearly $2 trillion aid package moves through Congress.
Jasmine Garst, thank you. A down day for stock index futures so far. The S&P future now down 0.8%. The Dow future down 276 points, 0.9%. The NASDAQ is down 0.6%. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin is up slightly this morning after dropping yesterday 30% from its recent all-time high. Google says it could withdraw its search engine from Australia if that country forces it to pay media outlets for their news content. The government in Canberra says the planned reforms will raise money for struggling publishers to continue journalism in the public interest, but Google and other tech giants think such laws might set a dangerous precedent. From Sydney, Shaima Khalil reports.
Google, Facebook, and other big tech firms have been resisting proposed legislation which will force them to negotiate with Australian news outlets over payment for the content which appears on their platforms. Google's threat to remove its search engine from the country is its most severe yet. The company's managing director in Australia, Mel Silva, told a Senate hearing that the laws were unworkable.
If this version of the code were to become law, it would give us no real choice but to stop making Google search available in Australia.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said lawmakers would not yield to threats. The government has argued that because the tech platforms gain customers from people who read the news, they should pay newsrooms a fair amount for their journalism.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil. Battered arts organizations are hoping for more love from the Biden administration. For now, there's $15 billion in grants in the latest COVID relief bill for concert venues, including music clubs, movie and live theaters, including Broadway and more. Many are closed and looking for ways to survive 2021. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
First in line for the grants, businesses and venues whose revenues have dropped by more than 90%. Chris Johnson would qualify. He owns 15 movie theaters in Illinois and Wisconsin.
We're down 99.5%. We're waiting to get back open.
All of Johnson's theaters are closed now. He's hoping to reopen in February or March with the new Tom and Jerry movie. Followed by Marvel's Black Widow.
We have unfinished business.
If it's released by then. In the meantime, Johnson will continue opening his theaters for private events. Last year, a dance school showed a video of a recital that parents would normally watch live.
Actually, it was kind of funny because they got to watch it in recliners.
Johnson is also charging up to $250 a day for personal messages on his theater's marquees.
Happy birthday, love. You know, the kids or whatever it is, and people are doing messages to their dogs.
But Johnson says he still needs a grant for rent, payroll, utilities. Audrey Fix Schaefer works for IMP, which owns several live music venues in the Washington, D.C. area. All have been closed since last March, and she has no idea when they'll reopen.
If I had a crystal ball, it would be in shards of glass at my feet right now.
Fix Schaefer is hoping for some outdoor shows this summer, moving indoors by the end of this year. But even after live venues are allowed to reopen, Fix Schaefer says it'll still take a while for them to book bands.
There's so many intricacies in it that it will be 3 to 5 months.
During that time, they'll keep losing money. Colorado State Arts Management Professor Michael Seaman says that would be a continuation of last year.
Just for fine and performing arts, we estimated between April and July of 2020, there was about $42 billion that was lost.
Seaman says the $15 billion in COVID grant money is a great start, but the arts business will need more federal help to survive an uncertain year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And Parler, the social media site popular with right-wing extremists, is still mostly offline. Amazon stopped storing and distributing Parler using its cloud computing network after users continued to post violent messages in support for the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol. A federal judge yesterday turned down a bid to force Amazon to restore Parler. However, the judge did say there are substantive underlying claims against Amazon that have to be evaluated. However, these didn't rise to a level that would prompt an immediate court order. The chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee is asking the FBI to conduct a, quote, robust examination of Parler, including its sources of funding. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.